This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Most of the 350 or so wineries in Sonoma County fit the popular image of family-owned, limited-production facilities nestled among the vineyards that supply their grapes. That's the popular perception of California wines across the board, as the state now has nearly 3,000 bonded wineries. But the handful of industry giants, whose production dwarfs the hundreds of smaller winemakers, hardly fit that bucolic image, even though they often trade on it.
California wine is actually owned primarily by large global corporations with product portfolios that also include distilled spirits and beer. These corporations are based in, for instance, London, England, or Australia, and not so much California.
That's Sarah Mart, the research and policy manager at the Marin Institute, an alcohol industry watchdog group based in San Rafael. She's the author of an Institute report titled The Myth of the Family Winery, Global Corporations Behind California Wine. It peels back the popular image to examine the inner workings of the state's wine industry.
We looked at who is producing and selling the most wine and calling themselves California wine, and then who actually owned them. And then we also took a look at the Wine Institute, which calls itself the voice of California wine, and took a look at the leadership there and also the political influence that it wields under the name California wine.
The Wine Institute and the Marin Institute have often locked horns over regulatory matters, and Mart contends the homespun image is often wielded to disguise and promote the industry's corporate interests.
Representatives from these large global corporations definitely use the narrative of "we are small California wine" to either block whatever legislation they're hoping to block or to promote whatever agenda that they're pushing.
Mart's report also asserts that the biggest wine companies use the multiplicity of brands they market to obscure their concentrated ownership.
Some of them are very large and still based in California, but they're global corporations like E&J Gallo, the Wine Group, Trinchero Family Estates, and they own many different wineries and wine brands and don't affiliate their corporate identification with those brands.
Much of this has resulted from the surge of corporate consolidation over the past decade, Bart says, and that wave of mergers and acquisitions has given one-time family wineries some unlikely corporate cousins. Constellation Brands, for instance, now owns and markets the Robert Mondavi name, along with Svedka Vodka and Corona Beer. The Fetzer and Sonoma Couture labels are company cousins to Jack Daniel's, Southern Comfort, and El Jimador Tequila, while Con Creek wines share the same corporate parentage as Coors Beer and Marlboro Cigarettes. This information is all readily available in annual reports and industry trade publications, Mart acknowledges, but it may come as news to consumers and the rest of the general public.
Part of our work as an alcohol industry watchdog is to monitor and expose what the big corporations are doing and shed light on this in a way that hasn't been done before.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.